Hey, it's Craig here, episode 247 of the podcast. Wherever you are, I hope you're going well, but it's getting really close to the end of 2023. Time to reflect. Don't let it just pass by. What were the lessons learnt from 23? What are your focus for 2024? I know I need to sit down and do this. There was a lot of lessons that I was exposed to in 2023. So the exposure is one thing. Do you learn from them? And then are you going to advance and do that in 2024? And our last few episodes with my friend Denny Fleming have really shown, I think, or illustrated just how valuable and important every day of our life is. And how much, I suppose, there's a few questions to ask yourself. In 2023, did you make the most of every day? I know my answer would be no. And then the question is, okay, well, why? And then for 2024, how are you going to make that different? Because one of the things I've learned from Denny is, if you know what's around the corner, and ultimately our own mortality is around the corner for all of us, if we know that, then why are we not making the most of every day? So that's a real question to reflect on, and one I'll be reflecting on. And I think in my experience, the way we can make the most of every day is start off every day well. And I've talked forever and that about morning routines. And I find when I don't have a morning routine that's beyond brushing my teeth and getting ready and getting out the door, then things don't go really well. So it's to identify the time that you have first, and then create a morning routine around that. There's no doubt in my mind, and in many people's minds, and research shows that jotting a few things in a journal early in the morning, a few things that you're thankful for, a couple of things that are going to make the day great, just 5 minutes, some meditation, prayer, breath work, whatever that is, just to be still. Some form of exercise, even if it's something very, very basic, just to get yourself going. And it all depends on what time you have. If you have 15 minutes, we can set something up there. If we have half an hour, then you can do more. But I know that's going to be my major focus for 2024, because I think a good day starts with a good morning. And there's so many things you can do. I mean, look, social media is full of it, isn't it? You know, cold showers, cold plunge, all good. No problem with that. Or, you know, meditating for 40 minutes or doing this or doing that or doing this. There's a lot there. But it gets back to, well, how much time do you have and what's going to be achievable for you? I suppose it's like an exercise routine. Often people fail at exercise, and that's what a lot of people are going to make as a New Year's resolution, to lose weight and to exercise more. They fail because they make it too big. They make the goal too big. Just start off simple. And with that morning routine, start off very, very simple. Make it 15 minutes. But I will say, the things I would put in there is just taking some time for reflection and journaling, taking some time for some deep breaths, prayer or meditation, can just be a few minutes. Taking some time for a little bit of exercise, it could be some push-ups, it could be a 5-minute walk, or and getting some sunlight into your eyes. you know, just whatever that is. But get something started. Look, I really hope you've had a great 2023. But 2023 is nearly done. Look at the lessons that you've been exposed to. What has life taught you? And what have you learnt? And really, if you haven't listened to the 3 episodes so far we've done with Denny, think about that. You know, if you know, and we should all know, that our own mortality or death is just around the corner, all of us. That's why I love the saying, you know, memento mori, you know, that today could be our last. So we need to live life more, to not waste time worrying about yesterday or worrying about tomorrow. But let's make the most of today. Anyway, have a safe and happy new year. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And I'll be speaking again to you soon. As always, let's go and make the world and your world a better place.